让我们一起来领受今天的宣召经文，诗篇119篇103到109节。你的言语在我上膛何等甘美，在我口中比蜜更甜。
Psalms 119 verses 103 to 105. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth.
我借着你的训词得以明白，所以我恨一切的假道。
I gain understanding from your precepts, therefore I hate every wrong path.
你的话是我脚前的灯，是我路上的光。
Knowing your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path.
好，请大家起立，让我们用我们的歌声来赞美我们的主。你真伟大。How great thou art.神的面前，你的作为是何等奇妙，让我惊奇。你的慈爱仁慈更让我心惊，无法表达。这是何等的荣耀，我们可以站在这里用歌声来赞美你。求你的话语来引领我们前面的道路，你的荣光照耀我们，让我们的生命有你赐下的丰丰富富的恩典。以上祷告奉主耶稣的名，
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for guiding us today and surrounding us with fellow believers. May we humble ourselves before you in this time of worship. Lord, open our hearts and minds to your words today. You are above all, and your love for us is unconditional. I pray that today we will strengthen our relationships with you and learn to live a life full of you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen. 好，请大家请坐。感谢神。旧十架 Listen at it with all my love.
So now the scripture reading. 现在是读经的时间。今天读的经文是《哥林多前书》第六章第九到第十一节，请大家翻到我们起身朗读。第六章第九节起，你们岂不知不义的人不能承受上帝的国吗？不要自欺，无论是。偷窃的、贪婪的、醉酒的、辱骂的、勒索的，都不能承受上帝的国。你们中间也有人从前是这样，但如今你们奉主基督的名，并借我们上帝的灵，已经洗净、成圣、称义。好，读经就到这。长老牧道。
让我们一起低头祷告。 Our Heavenly Father, we're so grateful that we come together here to worship you. We worship you in one accord because you are our Lord our Savior, through Jesus Christ, we come to Father, our Heavenly Father. We all love you, give you all the glory, and we love you, give you all our love, just as what we sang in the hymns. And today is the first day of the week. We come before you into your presence, and may your blessing pour upon us through your word. And we come to worship you, and we offer our body as a living sacrifice, holy and is pleasing to God. And this is a true and proper worship, because the world is so crooked, evil, and your word transform us. Let us not to confirm the pattern of this world, but by your word renew us, renew our mind and soul. And today we give thanks to you that your servant Pastor Jim come to preach to us. May your word touch us, move us, encourage us, correct us, so that we work together and we walk in this spiritual journey. 主耶稣，我们感谢你，我们是何等的有福，我们可以来到神的面前，借着主你自己的救赎，我们来敬拜主。让我们真的是我们敬拜的时候，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。我们如此的敬拜侍奉，乃是理所当然的，是讨主你自己的悦纳。让我们不随从这个世俗，使你的话时时的更新我们。让今天的敬拜，求主赐福你的仆人所传讲的信息，翻译的都同感一灵，让我们的心中得到你话语的造就、指引、教导、归正，使我们走在一个属灵讨你喜悦的道路上。我们如此的祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。We're so delighted we have Pastor Jim to preach to us, and Opal will do the translation for him.
Thank you, dear. And thank you, Opal, for your bravery to get up here with me.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to be with you on this first day of July. As we celebrate the freedoms that we have here in the United States. And as we look around the world and we see other countries that don't have such freedoms, I just want us to be grateful for what God has given us here in the U.S. So I want to talk today about our spiritual journey. Now, we can make that a general concept and say that most everyone is on some kind of a spiritual journey. If you know some Buddhists, they might say, well, I'm on a spiritual journey. Or you can talk to any of your friends, and that spiritual journey may just be the development of something inside of them. But for the Christian, that spiritual journey is different.
可是对基督徒来说，我们的属灵的灵程是不一样的。
And we looked at this passage this morning that was read, and I'd like to turn to it real briefly because I want to mention something about it. The word sanctification is a big English word. But it means to be made or to become holy. So it has something to do with righteousness and holiness. And if it means to be holy, then it means to become more like God. Or we might say to become more like Jesus. Now in that 1 Corinthians chapter 6 passage, we saw that there were all kinds of sins that Paul mentioned. There were sexual sins. People were thieves and greedy and drunkards and slanderers. And they would not inherit the kingdom of God. That was the pattern of their life. But the key verse is in verse 11, and that is what some of you were.
But
look at the power of God. But you were washed. You were sanctified. You were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ by the Spirit of God. That's an amazing thing about what God does through His Holy Spirit. These people have come out of the realm of darkness and discovered the light in Jesus Christ. And I suspect that many of you have friends or acquaintances who are still living in the realm of darkness. Jesus Christ is the one who can set them free from the power of sin and death. And I want you to notice something too, that Paul says, you were washed, you were justified. And he says, you have been sanctified. That's in the past tense. It's actually in a Greek tense that means it's something that happened in the past but continues to the present. So in God's eyes, these people that have come out of darkness have become holy or sanctified. But there's another factor here, and I'd like us to turn to 1 Corinthians 4. Pardon me, 1 Thessalonians 4. Here in verse 3, it's God's will that you should be sanctified, and then Paul adds that you should avoid sexual immorality. So here's the difficult thing, is that you are sanctified, and then Paul prays that you would become sanctified. So theologians have had to wrestle with this through the years. So they've come up with two terms. One is positional. That's where you and I stand before God in Christ. We are sanctified. He sees us as holy. But then there's the not yet portion. Because we know practically that we're not holy all the time. There are things that we do that would demonstrate that we're not as holy as we should be. So there's the positional and then there's the practical. Now I would suggest to you that our spiritual journey is to take the practical and move it closer to the positional. Jesus said in Matthew 10:25, it is a disciple's responsibility to become more like his master. God's will is that you and I become more sanctified. Well, you and I undergo an internal spiritual conflict. And that spiritual conflict is talked about in Romans chapter 7. And in Romans chapter 7, Paul talks about his struggle with the sinful nature. And basically Paul says, the things that I want to do, that's what I don't do. Hey guys, we've all been there. And then Paul says, the things that I don't want to do, that's what I end up doing. And then also in that whole section, Paul talks about his frustration with this whole issue. He knows what he wants to do, but that's not what he is doing. Paul says it's not the law that's the problem, it's something going on inside. And Paul had experienced nothing but frustration and defeat. And then at the very end of that section, he discovers that Christ would deliver him from the body of this death. So I've got a question for you. There are three views of how we should interpret this section of Romans 7. You like a little bit of a theological challenge? Okay, the Apostle Paul is writing this, okay? Now what do you think of the Apostle Paul, the circumstances in which he wrote this? So let's look at one possibility. Paul is writing this as a mature believer. So is this right? Paul's walking with Jesus and yet he has this constant struggle with sin.
Paul虽然是与神同行,
Well, that's one way to look at it. The other way is that Paul speaks as an Israelite before Christ.
前面讲的是第一种，第二种看法呢，很可能是保罗是一位以前是基督，以前是以色列人，在接受基督耶稣以前，他所说的话，所的感受。
In fact, he even spoke as a Pharisee, a religious leader.
很可能他是以一位法利赛人，以色列的那个领袖的身份来说的。
Everybody saw a Pharisee as in right standing before God.
每一个人当初以色列国看法利赛人，就是在神面前是很正直的一个人。
In the world's eyes, they kept the law perfectly.
他们在世人眼前，他们谨守法律。
But Paul says when he looked at the law, especially the one thou shalt not covet, man, I really wanted to covet even more.
特别是讲到你不可以贪恋其他人的财物，可是内心特别想要贪恋。
Well, there's a third possibility. That Paul speaks as a carnal Christian who consistently struggles with sin.
第三个可能就是说，保罗是以一位时常与罪挣扎，然后是属肉体的基督徒的身份来说话。
So I wonder about this last one.
我最后这个第三个可能，我是在想。
That's what many Bible scholars suggest.
很多属就说圣经的学者们都是这样建议，应该是第三种身份。
And part of the problem is that Paul is putting this in the present tense.
可是保罗呢，是以一个文法来说的话，是以。
But sometimes there's a literary device that lets you speak in the present tense when you're really meaning the past tense.
可是有的时候在文法上来讲的话，你虽然是用现在时来讲，可是呢。
And the key in this passage is found in verses 14 and 24.
关键的那个经节是在第十四节跟第二十四节里头。
Now here's what Paul says in Romans 14 in this same section of scripture. We know that the law is spiritual, but I am unspiritual, sold as a slave to sin.
所以保罗在罗马书第七章十四节里头说，我们原晓得律法是属乎灵的，但我是属乎肉体的。
Does that sound like the Apostle Paul to you?
是像保罗本人讲的吗？你想想看。
I'm unspiritual, sold as a slave to sin.
我是根本不属灵的，而且我已经卖给罪了。
That's not the Paul in the scriptures we read.
因为我们念的时候不会觉得保罗是这样的人呢。
And then look at verse 24. What a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from the body of this death?
保罗在二十四节里说，我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？
And then he thanks God that Jesus is able to do it.
马上二十五节他说，感谢神，因为耶稣基督。
So this is why, my dear friends, I vote for number two.
所以各位，我的看法应该是第二个解释应该是比较对的。
Paul is speaking the way it used to be for him.
保罗是以过去是一个以色列人，认识耶稣基督之后才改变的一个身份来说的话。
And that's the way it should be for you and me as well.
其实对你我来说的话，其实也应该是等同。
We can have victory over the power of sin.
我们可以因为得了救而能够胜过罪。
And it all begins with identifying who you are.
最起初的第一步怎么做到呢？就是应该看我们的身份是。
Let me ask you this. Are you a sinner? Is that how you are known?
我想问你一下，你各位是罪人吗？
Oh, I'm a sinner.
是的，我是罪人。
I believe in Jesus, but I'm a sinner.
我是相信耶稣基督的，但是我是罪人。
I don't think so.
我想不是吧。
Thank you, Opal. Are you a saint?
你是圣人吗？
In other words, are you a holy one?
真的是很 完全的一个圣人吗？
Same basic word is sanctification.
其实这个字也是就是成圣的意思。
Paul wrote to the saints in Corinth.
保罗是这个身份来跟哥林多 人来写的，称呼他们为圣徒。
If he were to write to this church in the afternoon, I'd say, "Hi, saints of the church in Orange Vale that meets at 3 o'clock in the afternoon."
假如保罗给我们写信的话，他也会说，哎，就是在那边恩泽教会聚会的这些人，你们也是圣徒。
Or are you sometimes both?
或者是我们两者都是呢？
Sometimes I'm a sinner.
有的时候我是罪人。
Sometimes I'm a saint.
可是有的时候我也是圣人。
Don't think like that.
请不要如此。
Somebody once said, "That's stinking thinking."
很多人会说，那个简直是胡言乱语。
Here's how we should look at this.
我们应该这样来看我们自己。
You are a new creation.
你在基督里是一个新造的人。
If any man is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old is past, the new has come.
若人在基督里，旧事已过，都变成新了。
You are also a child of God, and you have a new identity.
你们在神的国里头是新的人，是神的儿女，然后有新的身份。
You're no longer a child of the world. You have a new identity. That's who you are.
你们不属乎这世界，你们是属乎神，因为你们有新的身份。
You are a saint, and you have a new title.
你们是一个圣徒，然后有新的一个头衔。
One of the controversial issues has to do with that first one.
第一个大家都会有一些争论。
If you are a new creation,
假如说你是新造的人，
and you have a new nature,
假如说你有新的属性，新的一个个性的话，
what happened to the old nature?
那旧的老我怎么办呢？
When I look at you,
我看你们的时候，
do I see a person with a new nature and an old nature?
我看你们是有一个新的一个属性跟一个老的老我。
Some people have referred it to a black dog and a white dog. Sometimes the white dog wins and sometimes the black dog wins.
有的人会说自己就像一个黑狗跟白狗一样，有的时候白狗赢了，有的时候又黑狗又赢了。
Some great books recently in the last 30 years have been written to help solve this issue.
过去这30年里头有一些书能够帮助我们解决这个问题。
Some great evangelical scholars have written about birthmarks.
有一些这个学者，基督教学者，他们讲到我们基督徒的一些天生的一个记号，天生的印记、胎记。
What we see is that you are a new creation with a new nature, and the old nature is gone.
我们看你们是新造的人，是在基督里头有新的属性。所有的老我都已经成为过去。
What is it that causes you then to occasionally sin?
通常你们经常犯的一些罪是什么呢？
It's the old habits of the old nature.
就是因为你们里头的老我常常习惯怪了。
It's those things that you used to do that occasionally pop up again.
很多你以前从小就养成的一些习惯，偶尔就忽然冒出来，让你还是照样做。
So I like to think about it this way: Who are you? You are a saint who occasionally sins.
我希望我的思路是这个样子的。我是谁呢？其实我们就是一个偶尔会犯罪的圣徒。
I wouldn't ever want to come to anyone for counseling and say, "Well, you are sometimes a sinner and sometimes a saint."
希望我辅导的时候不要跟他说你有偶尔又是圣徒，偶尔又是犯罪的人。
So I want you to think about it this way: If you know Christ, you are a saint.
假如说是你已经是重生得救的基督徒，希望你们思想到自己的时候，其实你们就是圣徒。
You're a new creation.
你们是新造的人。
You have a new nature.
你有新的属性。
But sometimes that little old habit of the old pops up, but it's just occasionally.
但是偶尔有一些老的习惯还是会冒出来。
So let's nail down our identity in Christ. You are not a sinner. In Christ, you are a saint.
希望我们把这个观念牢牢记住在心，就是说，我们不是罪人，偶尔犯罪，而是我们是一个圣徒。
If our spiritual journey now is to take the practical sanctification and move it closer to positional sanctification, how are we going to do that?
假如说是我们立志要行善，能够把我们实际上常常一些犯的一些行为尽量的挪向定位上成圣的一个这个道路尽量缩短的话，我们应该怎么办呢？
First of all, you can't do it apart from Christ.
因为第一个，离了耶稣基督，你什么都不能做。
Let's take a look at that enemy within us, okay? Go to the book of James.
让我们看一下雅各书里头讲到我们的障碍物，我们内在的一个人。
You and I have an enemy living in there.
我们在内在里头有一个敌人住在我们的内心。
James chapter 1 and verse 13.
雅各书第一章第十三节。
When tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me, for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when by his own evil desire he's dragged away and enticed. Then after desire is conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death.
雅各书第一章第十三节到第十五节，人被试探不可说，我是被神试探，因为神不能被恶试探。他也不试探人，但个人被试探，乃是被自己的私欲牵引诱惑的。私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来；罪既成长，就生出死来。
Temptation comes to all of us.
试探是对每个人都开伸手。
Saints are not immune from temptation.
我们圣徒是对罪恶会对诱惑是免疫不了的。
But you and I have the power and the resources to not fall into temptation.
我们是应该有能力，然后有这个资源可以胜过这个试探。
Now go to 1 John chapter 2. Turn over just a few pages.
让我们看一下约翰一书。
Verse 15.
第十五节，第三章第约翰一书第一章十五节。
Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For everything in the world, the cravings of the sinful man, the lust of his eyes, and the boasting of what he has done, these do not come from the Father, but from the world.
我们看的是约翰二书第十三节到第十五节。不要爱第十五节至十六节，不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。
So just like we have a Trinity in the Godhead, we have a Trinity when it comes to temptation.
在神的方面呢，我们可以说是有三位一体的真神。可是，在试探方面，在那个障碍方面，我们也可以说试探的三位一体。
The lust of the flesh.
眼目的情欲，肉体的情欲。
The desire to do something that God doesn't want you to do.
是想要做一些神不要我们做的事情。
Where was the first place this happened?
什么时候会做这种事情呢？
It happened in the garden with Adam and Eve.
就是在伊甸园里头。
God said, don't eat that fruit.
神对亚当跟夏当，亚当说不要吃那个树上的果子。
And we have that same trinity of temptation that's going to come to Jesus in the wilderness.
我们也是像亚当一样，也有这个试探的三位一体。第一个就是想要做。
I know you're hungry, Jesus, but you can turn those stones into bread and eat.
就像是耶稣被撒旦在旷野中被撒旦试探一样，你可以把那石头变成馒头，变成面包来吃。
There's the lust of the eyes.
第二个就是眼目的情欲。
Those things that cause us to covet.
让我们每个人都想要拥有。
In the garden, it says that Eve saw that fruit and it was pleasing to the eyes.
就像伊甸园里头，夏娃说看到那个果子非常悦人眼目，她就很想吃。
The same time in the wilderness, Satan took Jesus in his mind, I believe, and saw all the kingdoms of the world and said, "You can have it all."
就像在旷野里头，耶稣被撒旦试探一样，看哪，天下的万国都是属于你的。
And there's the pride of life.
然后另外还有另外一个叫。
Back to the garden.
回到伊甸园里头的时候。
You eat the fruit, it'll make you like God.
就像撒旦诱惑夏娃一样，因为吃了果子之后就像神一样。
And Jesus.Throw yourself off the pinnacle of the temple and the angels will come along and bear you up and everybody will clap. Superman.
就像撒旦试探耶稣一样，你想站在殿顶最高处掉下去的话，都会有石头，有天使为你挡住，你不会，然后世人都要称你为王。
So dear brothers and sisters, if temptation is going to come to you and to me, it's going to come in one of these three areas.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，试探要向这三方面或者其中之一来向你诱惑。
The desire to have,
想要做的事情。
The desire to do,
想要拥有的东西。
And the desire to be,
想要成为什么。
Someone God doesn't want you to be.
这些都是神不要你做到。
Beware of the enemy within us.
要体会到我们内心有一个内在的敌人。
But there's also an enemy outside of us.
可是在我们外面，周遭也有诱惑我们的。
Turn to John chapter 8 if you would please.
在约翰福音第八章。
John 8 and verse 44.
第八章第四十四节。
So Jesus is confronting the religious leaders.And he says, you belong to your father, the devil. And you want to carry out your father's desire. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth. For there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he's a liar and the father of lies.
宗教领袖来控告耶稣的时候，耶稣在第八章的约翰福音第八章第四十四节对他们说，你们是出于你们的父魔鬼，你们父的私欲你们偏要行，他从起初是杀人的，不守真理，因他心里没有真理，他说谎是出于自己，因他本来是说谎的，也是说谎人之父。
Before I comment on that, I want to look at Revelation chapter 12, verse 9 and 10.
在我讲刚刚那一节的那个意见的时候，我请大家看一下，启示录第十二章。
The great dragon was hurled down, the ancient serpent called the devil or Satan. He leads the whole world astray. He is hurled to the earth and his angels with him. I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, Now you have come to the salvation and power of the kingdom of God and the authority of Christ. For the accuser of our brothers who accuses them before God and day and night has been hurled down.
启示录第十二章第九节第十节。大龙就是那古蛇，又叫魔鬼，又叫撒旦，是迷惑普天下的。他被摔在地上，他的使者也一同被摔下去。我听见在天上有大声音说：“我神的救恩、能力、国度，并他基督的权柄，现在都来到了。因为那在我们神面前昼夜控告我们弟兄的，已经被摔下去了。”
So here's the way Satan works.
撒旦是这样子做事的。
He's a liar.
他是说谎者。
He'll present something to you that looks really good.
他会以一个假象来诱惑你，看起来很好。
And he says, God won't mind if you do this.
然后他也会告诉你说，你记住。
After all, this is what you were created for.
你会诱惑你说，本来你就是应该这样做的，因为你被造就是这样子的。
So he takes the lie and he makes it look really attractive to a Christian.
他把那个谎言看起来变成很好的一些景象假象给。
So let's say that you choose to believe the lie and do something.
假如说是，我们就举例来说好了，你相信一个谎言，想要做些什么事。
Then Satan comes to accuse you.
然后撒旦反而来控告你。
Here's how he talks in your ear.
有一些声音在你耳边说话。
Oh, you say you're a Christian, huh?
你是基督徒吗？你说的。
You're a lousy Christian.
你真是差劲的基督徒。
You'll never become what God wants you to be.
你永远不能做到像神。
Look at you. You fell to this temptation. You're never going to make any good.
看了，你已经在这个试探方面跌倒了，你永远不能做一个好的基督徒。
How do you defeat the lie?
那你们怎么样能够打败这个谎言呢？
You defeat the lie with the truth.
你们可以将真理，就是圣经，来击败谎言。
If you like mysteries on TV, you know, like Dateline and 48 Hours.
假如说你们喜欢看电视上的一些侦探，或者是很神奇的一些节目的话
，The accused generally is a liar.
通常那些控告者都是谎言。
And so, the investigative team comes together and they present all the evidence. You're a liar. You're guilty.
假如说那些调查员来调查你的罪行的话，他们就是说你是一个谎言者，说谎者。
Sometimes you may even need to yell at Satan and say, "Satan, that is a lie."
有的时候你应该对撒旦大声吼叫说，你就是说谎者。
So we've got that enemy outside.
我们在外在是有敌人的。
He's a deceiver and an accuser.
他是欺骗者，也是说谎者，也是控告者。
We need to become aware of his lies and learn to stand in the truth.
我们需要能够体会到这个他对我们控告的谎言，然后跟着真理站在一起。
That's why knowing God's word is so critical.
所以要知道神的话语，熟悉神的话语是这么这么的重要。
You know what? You need to know what His word says so you can confront the lie.
你们需要知道真理，圣经上到底是讲什么，然后你们才能够面对去克服，会抵挡邪恶，抵挡谎言。
Let me give you five keys to victory in Christ.
让我给你五要在基督里得胜的秘诀。
For those of you that are new in the faith, this will help you to grow to become more like Jesus.
在基督里头是新造的人，一些新的信徒，很年幼的信徒，这几个得胜的秘诀对你们来说会很有帮助。
Teenagers over here, love seeing you here.
年轻人
you've got your whole life ahead of you.
你们前面人生有一大段路呢。
And there are five keys that I believe will help you and help all of us become more like Jesus.
我相信这，我认为这五样秘诀呢，会帮助你能够更像基督。
Keep your mind focused on Jesus.
希望你的心意，你的注意力全部专注在耶稣基督上。
Paul writes in Romans, the mind set on spiritual things is life and peace.
保罗在罗马书里头特别讲到，从天上来的事情有带有光明的意义是最重要的。
And you remember what Paul said in Philippians, whatever is good, whatever is lovely.Whatever is of good reputation, let your mind dwell on those things.
就像在腓立比书里头特别提到，就是说什么是美善的，什么是好的，好名声的，要让你的心思意念全部专注在这些事情上面。
You know what? After you become a Christian,
你知道吗？在你成为基督徒之后
，God changes your heart.
神改变了你的内心。
Then he's got to change your mind.
然后就改变你的意志。
He's got to get those gears moving in the right direction.
让你的耳朵是听到一些好的一些事情。
We can have the mind of Christ if we focus on the things of Christ.
假如说是我们专注在耶稣基督的事情上，我们的心态意志也就会讨神的喜悦。
Secondly, surrender your will to God.
第二个就是将你的意志要交托给主。
Jesus in the garden, Lord, in my flesh, I really don't want to go to the cross, but I will do whatever your will is.
耶稣基督在克西马尼园的祷告跟父神说：“父啊，我实在是不愿意去走上这个十字架的道路，但是为了您的旨意，顺服您的旨意，我会去做。”
Satan will come at you with some pretty enticing temptations.
撒旦会用各式各样的方式，美善的一些假虚的表象来诱惑你。
Take a step back.
我们就要稍微退后一步来。
Say, God, I want your will. Don't let me fall into that trap.
呼求神说，神啊，我需要顺服您的旨意，让我不要落在这个陷阱里。
Number three, acknowledge the weakness of your old, of the flesh.
第三样我建议就是你要承认你的肉体中是有软弱的时候。
You say, God, I am weak in my flesh, but you are powerful in my spirit.
向神承认说我的肉体当中实在是软弱，但是主啊，你的大能能够帮助我。
Don't go around being prideful, thinking to yourself, oh, I can attack and tackle any problem.
不要自以为真的是很骄傲地说我可以胜过任何的事情。
Paul knew the power of the flesh.
因为保罗知道这个肉体的力量也是蛮大。
We need to recognize and acknowledge, Lord, in my own strength, I have no power.
应该学习保罗说，我认清我肉体里头实在是软弱，我没有办法胜过这些罪人。
And then we need to depend on His strength.
然后第四样就是说，我们要依赖神的大能大力。
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, Paul says.
保罗特别说，真是依靠神的大能大力，我能做所有的事情。
Now here's something else. Paul says, when I am weak, then I am strong.
保罗还特别说了，说我在软弱的时候，什么时候就刚强了。
When you come across a situation where you feel helpless,
假如说是你遇到任何事情，你觉得哎呀，我怎么这么软弱，我无能呢？
And you tell God, God, I can't do this without you. I need you.
可是你要跟神坦诚说，神啊，我实在是不能哎。
Then He empowers you. He gives you His strength.
然后神决定会坚强你，加给你力量。
If we go around thinking we can do anything and we don't need God's strength, we're going to fail.
假如说是我们转头靠自己说我自己什么都能干的话，好了，那一定是失败。
Depend on His strength.
第四样就是说依赖他的大能大力。
Finally, stay in constant fellowship with Jesus.
随时与基督有连结。
The vine and the branches in John 15.
在约翰福音第十五章里头。
Jesus is the trunk of the vine.
耶稣基督是这个葡萄树。
We are a branch attached to the trunk.
我们是与葡萄树连结的枝子。
Get this. Branches don't.Produce fruit.
想一想，其实枝子成长不了水果的。
We only bear the fruit.
我们只不过是担负着一些水果。
We have an apple tree in our backyard that is bearing fruit.
是有长苹果的。
But the apple doesn't bear the fruit. It is produced from the trunk of the apple tree.
这个葡萄，而是由这个苹果树的树根里头的枝叶，那个才能够长出这个苹果。
You need to stay connected with Jesus.
你需要跟耶稣基督连接在一起。
A daily quiet time.
每一天就要有一个在神面前。
Regular worship.
而且固定的来敬拜。
Hanging around Christian friends.
跟基督徒们做朋友交往。
Stay in fellowship with Jesus.
而且要真的是跟基督连接在你的这个。
Keep your mind focused on Him.
让你的眼睛只是注目在主耶稣基督身上。
Talk to Him often throughout the day.
可以常常的跟耶稣基督讲话。
And that's how you can have victory in Christ.
你才能够真的是常常的与基督。
Our journey is one to bring practical sanctification in line with positional.
我们这个属灵的灵程其实也就是要把我们事实上我们实际上生活上的一些地位一些难处慢慢的向这个我们地位上已经是基督徒这个方面靠拢
Simply put our journey is to become more like Jesus
其实我们简单来说的话我们属灵的灵程其实就是要更像基督
In our character
在我们个性人格上面
Tell me about your character Are you loving?
你讲一下你自己个性是很有爱的吗
？Kind and patient and joyful.
恩慈良善喜乐的吗
？Become like Jesus in your conduct.
在你行为当中能够行出来。
Do you act like Jesus?
你行为当中能够表现出像耶稣吗
？With your tongue, is your tongue under control?
你的舌头是有被辖制吗？像是那个能够讲出美好的言语。
Through the power of the Spirit. We can become more like Jesus.
靠着圣灵的大能，我们可以越来越像基督。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit who is able to change us.
感谢主，能够有圣灵的大能，我们能够更来越来越像耶稣基督。
Lord, our desire is to become more like you.
主啊，我们实在是内心是想要越来越像主。
Help us to recognize temptation when it comes.
帮助我们能够认明、辨明这些试探来侵扰我们的时候。
Because it comes from the liar.
因为是从说谎者过来的。
Help us to recognize it, Lord.
让我们能够认清、辨明。
And by the power of your Spirit to reject it.
让我们借着圣灵的大能能够抵挡他们。
Lord, give us grace to become the men and women that you want us to be.
主啊，给我们恩典，让我们能够真的是成为你所要我们成为的你的儿女。
In short, Lord, help us to become more like your Son, Jesus Christ.
简言之，真的是帮助我们成为更像耶稣基督。
In whose name we pray, Amen.
奉主耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
会出现。
在这个时候，我们不能让手受伤，我们只要就是在支架上，它的保险的门有它的是一个保费，我们希望今后在下一周的时候审查我们所做的一切都能够得到神的满意。阿门。
We thank the message, the Sunday message by Pastor Jim. So now we have some things to remind us. First, there are three young students. They are going to be promoted to the youth team starting the fall. And they are Elizabeth Chen, Yannis Smith, and Kyle Lee. So welcome to the youth group. 今年有 三位学生，他们是 Elizabeth 孟杰的女儿，还有 Yannis 赵欣的女儿，还有 Kyle Lee 是李小明跟熊燕的女儿儿子。sorry， 他们要成为青少年团契，他们已经要升初中、高中读书，初中读书这样。So the coming Saturday, starting 1 to 2 p.m. 7月7号, there will be a picnic in the Hagen Community Park. So welcome. It's going to celebrate and meet the newcomers in the church, and welcome brothers and sisters to bring their friends. 所以七月七号就是这个礼拜六，是10点到下午2点，在 Rancho Cordova 的 Hagen Community Park， 那个范真胜弟兄他有通过微信给大家发邀请这样。那这一次主要是就是来认识新在教会一些新来的弟兄朋友和弟兄姐妹，那也欢迎大家带一些慕道的朋友来。The CBM camp is I think there's still have time people to submit their application for the camp, and the camp schedule is July 23 to 28, and the senior camp is July 30 to August 4th. So they still have time. Please give your application to Bob. And 所以大家盼望已久的 CBM camp， 现在还有报名的时间，还在开始。那已经有11位初中组的报名，还有12位高中组的报名。那时间在上，是七月底跟8月初，请大家还没报名的，尽快跟罗龙宝弟兄联络。So, 那个报告就到这儿，我们起立唱三首。
The love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. 愿我主耶稣基督的恩惠，上帝的慈爱和圣灵的感动始终与你们同在，是奉我主耶稣基督的圣名。 Amen. Please be seated. And we have refreshment in the fellowship hall. You all are welcome. 我们在教育厅有点心，欢迎每一位都可以留下到教育厅。